This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, uses chemicals injected into the ground to break fossil fuel free from rock. Environmental concerns continue to swirl around the technique, even as the resulting fuel is moving the U.S. away from its energy dependence on the Middle East. And fracking uses a lot of chemicals, which delights the chemical industry. Reed Frazier has the story from Eastern Texas.
You know that milk jug you've got in your fridge? The plastic that went into it started its life in a place like this.
If you look up into this little peephole, you'll be able to see some of the firing that goes on within a furnace.
Andy Miller is a unit manager for BASF at the company's chemical plant in Port Arthur, Texas. He's standing underneath a 2,000-degree furnace that produces ethylene. It's the basic ingredient in most plastic. Until recently, this plant used only oil to make ethylene. But last year, BASF started using natural gas as well. Why? It's cheap. Really cheap. Because of fracking, chemical companies like BASF and Dow are spending billions to expand their plants or build new ones. Joe Chang is global editor of ICIS Chemical Business.
It is a huge deal. It's a great amount of expansion, all based on the premise that you're going to have these low-cost natural gas feedstocks.
Chang estimates the industry will expand in the U.S. by 38% in the next few years. Most of the jobs from this boom will be created outside the chemical plants themselves.
There's a whole lot more motels in the area. You know, the businesses stay packed. So the area around here has been booming pretty good.
Randall Delahousie is the safety director for DeBusk Services Group. The company does industrial cleaning at chemical plants and refineries around Port Arthur. Cheap gas means more plastic and more jobs here, but it may also mean more pollution. Jason Warrior lives in an apartment complex close to some of Port Arthur's refineries and chemical plants. He wonders if what's coming out of the smokestacks are the cause of his daughter's asthma. Sometimes the flares burn brightly in the middle of the night.
Probably like 2, 3 in the morning, something like that, they start burning their mouth. You'll see the whole apartment look around here just light up.
The industry says it's getting cleaner all the time. In the coming years, new plants are in the works for the Gulf Coast, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. In Port Arthur, Texas, I'm Reed Frazier for Marketplace.